The door of their igloo unlocked at night from the land of maple syrup, where the primary mode of transportation is polar bears. And a loony isn't just what you call a guy on the corner talking to himself. Nobody knows what that's all about more than the zone's very own Christina LeCure.
Welcome back to the zone!
Maddie T played my theme song. I love it.
That's her official intro.
My official intro. It's my theme song.
I wasn't ever included on that.
You have your own. This is mine.
I wanted to hear it.
I take it.
Hang out with it. Play with it.
Oh my gosh.
In a good way. I mean, just like listen to
it. All right, just go to the phone lines. Phil's on the phone. Phil and I had a nice meeting this morning.
And we go back to the
Sticky Fingers Revolution Hotline.
Very close. But I will be at Rev Room tonight. Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline.
Oh, I comboed the last one and this one. There
close. It's good, though.
They understood what you meant in Canada, right?
That's right. Exactly.
Do you ever get tired of that stuff,
it.
Christina? Do you ever get tired of that stuff? Come on.
No, I really don't. I actually quite enjoy it. I mean, I know everyone who lives in Canada.
You know Justin Bieber?
Yeah. I have my own polar bear.
You had moose for pets, right?
Exactly.
Did you go to John Candy's funeral?
Heck yeah, I did.
May he rest in peace.
We're tight.
Boy, what a talented guy.
Drink beer instead of mother's milk.
Phil Elson, who's the most talented Canadian baseball player?
Of all time, probably be a former traveler, Ferguson Jenkins.
Oh, yeah, guy's great. Boy, yeah. I tell you, he could hit that curve, couldn't he?
Well, he could actually throw the curve.
Yeah, that too. Well, if you can't throw, if you're going to be able to hit it before you can throw it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be able to see it from both sides of the plate.
Right, I think he actually threw a slider.
Said a UMass basketball player.
That was awkward
Larry
for you.
All right, that was bad. I'm sorry.
Awkward this morning is Phil was like, yeah, I'm going over the Travs today. Da, 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 da. I'm like, yeah, I'll be at the track later too. And I start talking about all this rambling stuff and they're both looking at me super weird. And I was like,
Travelers,
all not right, the
Christina,
track.
You're batting 600 in the amount of letters
exactly.
That you got correct. You got the PRA correct.
It was extremely awkward.
You could have fixed it and said you'll be at the warning track.
Yeah.
There you go.
That'd well, we good. Don't let people sit on the warning track.
Now, that'd be a great promotion.
Well, it's happened a few times.
Hit a radio guy in the head with a baseball and everybody in the crowd gets wins some kind of a prize.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk season opener.
No doubt about it. Speaking of the opener, tonight, couldn't ask for better weather.
That's right.
Not
stunning
that
weather.
There's anybody
stunning.
To ask. Yes, you could pray for it, but it's going to be beautiful weather. 7:10, Dickie
yeah, well,
Stevens.
We make references to the baseball gods, you know, when it comes to weather stuff like that. So, yeah,
you
I mean,
the same
last
thing
week,
in golf and basketball, I'm sure.
The Travs were on the road and had an interesting road trip. You know, our hotel rooms weren't ready one morning. I mean, early in the morning. Bus broke down a couple of times. Dust storms in Midland, which I guess is just another night in Midland, but it didn't feel like that. But the guys persevered and picked up wind in 4 of 6. So at least on the first 6 games, it looks like a team that can bounce back from some adversity, even adversity that's off-the-field adversity, which you know kind of brings a team together. So I've been impressed by watching them play and by watching them handle some interesting situations. But now people here in Little Rock get a chance to see that firsthand. When the Travs play their first of 70 home games tonight, the Midland Rockhounds are the opponent. That's the Oakland Athletics AA affiliate. Travs took 2 of 3 from them last week in Midland, which is a tough place to play baseball and a tough place to win games. So I'll tell you what, I think that this is a team that can do a little bit of everything. They can they got a couple of guys with some power. They're a running team. Mm-hmm. They'll be a lot of fun to watch when they get on the bases. They've already stolen 8 bases in 1 game. Zach Borenstein, our starting left fielder, actually stole 4 bases in game 1 of the doubleheader sweep the Travs picked up against Frisco on Monday. And that's one less steal than he had all of last year. Mm. So that'll give you an idea. Manager Philip Wellman, he's our skipper this season. It's his first year with the Angels. I think he'll fit right into how the Angels like their minor league managers to manage the game. This is going to be a team that that gets aggressive. They're going to be an aggressive group at the plate, on the bases. They'll be fun to watch.
6:10, the gates will open tonight. Still tickets available, some good seats, but make sure that you get over there early so you can be assured a good seat.
Yeah, I mean, you want to make sure that you're also out here just to, you know, kind of take in the atmosphere for the first time this year.
Soak it all in. In addition to, you talked about the manager, how about a couple of the players to keep an eye on this season and some of the other newsworthy items that we should be paying attention to this year in Travelers baseball?
Well, I mean, for one, there's the Texas League All-Star Game that's going to be played at Dickey Stevens Park this year on June 24th. It's the first time that Dickey Stevens has hosted the Texas League All-Star Game.
Very cool.
I mean, just a couple of the names that played the last time.
What's the date on that?
Well, it's a Tuesday night, June 24th, and tickets actually went on sale today. They're $13 box seats, $9 reserved, $7 general admission. It's just a dollar extra than the regular season games at Dickey Stevens. And it doesn't just involve the game. It involves, you know, you can actually come out for batting practice. The gates will open at 3 o'clock that night, that afternoon, I guess. Mm-hmm. You can come out for batting practice. There'll be autograph sessions in the dugouts, a home run derby, and the game itself. I mean, a couple of the names that played in the Texas League All-Star Game the last time, it was in Little Rock at Ray Winder Field in 2006. Troy Tulowitzki was the starting shortstop for the North Division. He, of course, is probably the best shortstop in baseball when he's healthy. Alex Gordon, who's the starting left fielder and one of the best left fielders in baseball for the Kansas City Royals. Billy Butler, his teammate, the DH for Kansas City. That's just a couple of the names of a few that have turned into major league, not just regulars, but stars. And that's just 7 years later. So that's the premier event, without question. But as far as a couple of the names to pay attention to, I think you look at Caleb Cowart, who's the third baseman and returning this year. Caleb was the youngest player to complete the Texas League last season at the age of 20, turned 21 kind of in the middle of the season. But, you know, he kind of struggled for the most part last year individually, but he's a great third baseman for one. He's got one of the best throwing arms that I've ever seen at the hot corner. And he's a switch hitter, so you know he sees more at-bats left-handed, and that's the spot that he struggled a little bit. And it looks like the first six games, at least, that that left-handed swing is more consistent and looks more like the right-handed swing, which is his natural side. So I think Caleb is a guy to look out for. He's probably on the short list of guys the Angels are certainly paying a lot of attention to. But this is a team that's got a lot of interesting prospects. The second baseman Alex Yarbrough is a guy that can really hit. He's a very good hitter, placement hitter, line drive hitter. He's fun to watch at the plate. The shortstop, Eric Stamets, I'll tell you, over six games, he is smooth at shortstop. And we've seen some really good shortstops come through the Travelers these last 13 years with the Angels, like Eric Ibar, just to name one. But Stamets is a lot of fun to watch at short. Very good hands. He's entertaining on the double plays. So he's worth the price of admission. Those are just a couple of the names, but on the pitcher's mound, Michael Roth throws today for the Travs. Roth was one of our starters last year, and the Angels kind of called him up and brought him down from the majors to Double-A quite a bit last season. So I think as a starting pitcher right now, instead of relieving, which he did in the majors, he'll be a little more consistent. And the bullpen's great, so I think when the Travelers have a lead, they'll probably hold on because they've got a host of great arms in the pen. I'm optimistic about how this team looks right now.
Sure, sounds like you had a pretty talented infield.
Yeah, the infielders are going to be great. I mean, when you have a fun double play combination, that's really where some of the showmanship comes up. So I really enjoyed watching Eric Stamets play shortstop on the road. I think fans will enjoy watching him at home all year.
Phil, thanks for joining us, buddy. Hit the top of the hour break. I know you know about that. And enjoy tonight. Encourage folks to get out there and enjoy opening night at Dickey Stevens. Thanks,
all right,
buddy.
Christina, I'll see